It's time for my son to have a permanent arrangement and stability in his home life. I want to ensure him the kind of consistency I know he should have. And most of all, I want him to be safe. Billingsley stayed in her chair, feigning, or maybe feeling, supreme confidence. Could you please tell us about the events leading up to your separation from Mr. Cross? Christine looked down and took a moment to gather herself. I couldn't imagine that she was acting right now. Her integrity had been one of the reasons I fell in love with her, in that previous lifetime of ours. Just after I became pregnant, I was kidnapped and held hostage for 10 months, she said, looking up again. The people who kidnapped me were out to hurt Alex. When that terrible time was all over, I found it impossible to return to a normal life with him. I wanted to, but I just couldn't. And just for the record, by Alex you mean Mr. Cross? Not Agent or Dr. Cross, but Mr. Cross. Any little dig the lawyer could get in. Even Christine winced, but then she said, "That's right." "Thank you, Christine. Now, I want to go back just a little bit. Your son was born in Jamaica while you were being held hostage. Is that correct?" "Yes." "Was he born in a hospital in Jamaica or under any medical supervision?" "No. It was in a small shack in the woods, the jungle. They brought a midwife of some kind, but she didn't speak English, at least not to me. And there was no prenatal care at all. I was extremely thankful that Alex Jr. was born healthy and stayed that way. Essentially, we lived in a prison cell for those months.